This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. It's nighttime now in India, and it was during these hours, 20 years ago today, that 27 tons of a deadly gas began leaking from a Union Carbide pesticide plant into the nearby slum homes of the city of Bhopal, India. This excerpt from a report by the BBC's Mark Telly suggests the horror of the scene.
Local residents started to feel the effects of gas poisoning about 2 hours after the leak. Panic set in when people heard the factory siren, and thousands of people fled their homes. Many of them fled to other cities. Carcasses of buffaloes, dogs, horses, and other animals are lying in the streets of Bhopal.
The number of victims is still disputed. Union Carbide says 3,800 people died. Some in Bhopal say as many as 20,000. The soil and water remains contaminated, causing brain damage, birth defects, and cancer. Martin Reg Khan is Asia correspondent for the Toronto Star. He's reporting on Bhopal. He's joining us from Hong Kong. Martin, tell us a bit more about that night at Bhopal and what happened.
Well, I talked to one of the doctors, a young medical student who was actually on the scene when it happened. And as he recounted it to me, it really was quite remarkable. This happened about 5 minutes after midnight. People, many of them were sleeping or in train stations. Their lungs would fill up with fluid and they would start to vomit. Sensation almost like drowning, and most of them just died of respiratory failure, cardiac failure, as their chest cavities filled up. And people who thought to cover their mouths with blankets, many of them did survive. Others, however, had suffered serious eye damage. Some of them even have corneal damage as a result. And thousands, about 3,000 pretty much on the spot or within the next few days died, and many more in the next few weeks, up to about 15,000, according to the government's own statistics.
You've been in Bhopal in the last weeks. What's it like there today?
What's remarkable to me, having heard about this 20 years ago, is that all these years later, the issue is still very much alive on two fronts. One, you have people who are the victims of the original leak, who are still suffering the health effects, or who are survivors who are still fighting for additional compensation. There was, of course, an out-of-court settlement of $470 million that Union Carbide paid out a few years later to the Indian government for distribution to the victims and survivors. But there is a second element to this, which I must say surprised me, and that is that after all these years, there are still thousands of tons of contaminated materials on the factory site. And this stuff is largely insecticides, some mercury, various other very tough stuff. 25,000 tons of it, much of which is leaking into the area and some of which is coming into the groundwater. And there are now a number of slums that have risen up in the area with the government's approval, it must be said. And that's quite shocking to me that the government would have allowed this to happen within the last 10 years. You have thousands of residents who are using hand pumps and drawing up the groundwater, contaminated groundwater, with health effects on them, obviously, and some of whom are suffering stomach cancers, and some of whom believe there have been some deaths as a result. It's just quite remarkable that you have this second aspect of the disaster all these years later, which has come back to haunt Union Carbide, now, of course, owned by Dow Chemicals.
What is the company doing?
Well, the company is quite careful in what it says. I have to say they're not very accessible. They largely rely on their websites and make the occasional phone calls. I did not have a chance to talk to them. I gave them a week to give back a reply, and they said that it was a tough week for them, and they had the Thanksgiving holiday upcoming, and they were just too busy. And so they sent me something by email in which they say that they spent $2 million back in the late 1980s and early 1990s before they sold their interest in the local factory in the mid-1990s. That $2 million, they say, was to help clean up the site. Greenpeace and other environmental groups and the Indian government say it will cost many millions of dollars more to return the site to its original condition or something that will at least not be poisoning people in the vicinity. And I should say that the Indian government, the local government in that state, argues that under the terms of the original lease, Union Carbide had promised to return the land more or less to its original condition.
Martin Reg Khan is Asia correspondent for the Toronto Star. Martin, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.